Interesting news. I don't buy what I am about to tell you, but an investigator has said he has found vital clues about how the pyramids at Giza in Egypt were built, and it is different from every other theory I have heard. He claims they were built by aliens, as some others have already said, but he said these aliens were from the future. He suggested the coordinates prove his theory. The speed of light is 299,792,458 meters a second in a vacuum. The location of the Giza pyramids is 29,979.2458 degrees north. I agree, there is no way this can be a coincidence, it is too precise. It is the rest of the theory I do not agree with, which states the speed of light was used to prove time travel took place. If anyone can put forth a theory of how this can happen by accident, I would like to hear it. For many years, scientists have been looking for and finding older and older rocks on Earth. This is important to science for determining the age of our planet. The oldest rocks found on Earth date back to about 4.4 billion years and were found in Australia, but the oldest Earth rock is not on this planet, according to NASA. As we all know, rocks from planets get blasted out into space during collisions with asteroids and such. When the material the Apollo astronauts brought back from the moon was examined, a rock was found which was said to be the oldest Earth rock. While all this is interesting, the rock has only been dated at about 4.1 billion years old, so while finding old Earth rocks on the moon is interesting, the material in Australia seems a little older. Another monkey wrench has been thrown into the theory of evolution. Researchers from the Aarhus University and the Copenhagen Zoo in Denmark and Universitat Pompeu Fabra, in Barcelona, Spain, report a very interesting finding. They report the mutation rate for humans is much slower than thought, and it has been slowing down for over a million years. This may not mean much to many of us, but it is an important finding in evolutionary research. It is important because this is how we estimate the first appearance of humans. The new findings would indicate humans do not go as far back as thought, and humans and Neanderthals lived much closer to the present than first thought. It does make one wonder if possibly there is a place in a jungle somewhere, where a pocket of undiscovered Neanderthals still live. Obviously, one had to believe in evolution for this to have any relevance, as it would rule out the idea we came from somewhere else, like Mars. While electronics and their storage systems are getting physically smaller, the need for larger memory capacity has increased. Recently, scientists and engineers have been looking into a way to store memory chemically. They are experimenting with storing data in a molecule and using algorithms to read it. So far, powders have been produced that hold data. Scientists are also experimenting with storing data in DNA and in diamonds, among other things. It is an arms race between data and storage. Data keeps increasing, so the media to hold the increased amount of data will also have to be more efficient. While not wanting to admit it, the military has been looking into many of the ideas put forth in science fiction stories, such as wormholes, stargates, and warp engines. Since all these projects are secret, we have no way of knowing how successful they are, and there were plenty of other projects looked into also, some of which are anti-gravity, zero-point energy, and I have heard time travel. According to some sources, the Americans grabbed a device from the Nazis after the war called the Bell. It was said to be an experimental device for time travel which had killed several scientists because of a strange radiation it had put out. One trusted source, a respected person in the financial community, just came out with a report saying he learned Russia, Iran, China, and North Korea are building very powerful EMP bombs. These are electromagnetic pulse bombs which are capable of knocking out electrical grids, computers, and all electrical components, and sending a target back to the Stone Age. There are those who believe these bombs can be just as devastating as nuclear weapons, and yet they don't kill people directly. The people die because civilization comes to a halt, food can't be delivered, water plants stop pumping, and so forth. NASA is planning to try out its planet-saving plan on October 2022. The idea is to launch a rocket at any asteroid which is headed this way and crash the rocket into it. If the asteroid is far enough away, even a little nudge can change its course. In 2022, NASA is going to test the system out on a pair of asteroids. One is 2,560 feet in size and the other is 525 feet. The smaller asteroid is a moon of the bigger one. The test will consist of the DART missile, double asteroid redirection test, hitting the small moon-like object known as the D-Moon, the smaller object, to see if it can completely change its orbit. NASA knows this will only change the orbit by a fraction of 1%, but thinks this is enough to accomplish its mission. No explosive is going to be used, it will be done by kinetic energy, which is the force of the dart hitting the object. An ancient city under the water which has been incredibly preserved has been found. It is the city of Pavloptri off the coast of Laconia, Greece. The buildings and structures look just as they did when they were above the water. It is a large city being 100,000 square kilometers, which is about 62,137 square miles. Half of the city is still unexplored. It was said there are many examples of Neolithic pottery in the city. The pottery seems to be 5,000 to 6,000 years old, meaning the city is quite ancient. There are a few places in the Pacific Ocean where there are many ships and planes which were bombed out of existence. One place is Shark Lagoon. When the United States found out the Japanese had their fleet there in World War II, they bombed the heck out of it, sinking many ships and planes. The United States shoved many of its planes into the ocean after it left the Marshall Islands in World War II. The area has become known as the Airplane Graveyard.